James Cameron's Avatar is the most visually stunning movie I have ever seen. I would say even more than the Star Wars movies, even more than The Lord of the Rings, it's a fully realized, imaginative world. I saw the movie wearing these kind of nerdy Buddy Holly 3D glasses, but it's really worth it to see it in 3D because he just realizes this fantasy universe in a way that's so oddly realistic and oddly credible. Some of the things you'll see in it include floating mountains and these iridescent trees. The main characters are the Na'vi people, who are 3 feet taller than Shaquille O'Neal, and they move like Kobe Bryant. So this world opens up, and I've complained in the past about movies that are full of whiz-bang, computer generation, but this one never bothered me. It seemed as though he seamlessly brought all this together in a way that just contributed to this overall vision of the world. So from a visual standpoint, I'd say A-plus for Avatar. The plot, as many people have pointed out, is a borrowed plot. It comes from a movie like Dances with Wolves and similar stories where a member from a purportedly superior culture moves among a, you know, quote-unquote inferior culture and goes native. In this case, the main character is a Marine named Jake Sully, who animates the body of one of the Na'vi, and so he moves among them in the hopes of obtaining this mineral that's needed to preserve a threatened earthly civilization. I know it sounds like a plot that only a 14-year-old boy would love, and that's kind of the style of Avatar. But as Jake moves among the Na'vi people, he comes to appreciate their many virtues, and also to see the negative side of the people that sent him, this kind of arrogant, militaristic human culture that sent him. And at the end of the day, he ends up defending the Na'vi against the humans. As he unfolds his plot, Cameron grinds a lot of left-wing political axes. So the Na'vi, who are, you know, kind of tree-hugging and nature-loving and nonviolent, and I think, interestingly enough, painted or colored blue, I think stand for Democrats. And then the humans, who are kind of growling and arrogant and use phrases like shock and awe and fighting terror with terror, they seem to be Bush-Cheney-era Republicans. So that part of the movie, to me, was kind of heavy-handed and simplistic. What really struck me, though, in Avatar was the prominence of religion in its thematics. The Na'vi are remarkably religious people. The humans betray no interest whatsoever in God or religion. They're simply dominated by science and technology and so on. But the Na'vi are remarkably religious. We see them praying in community a lot. And I think those are among the most visually stunning elements in the movie. And what's their religion? Well, their religion is a kind of nature mysticism, where they're in touch with this sort of organic energy that runs through all things. The Na'vi all wear these long braids. At the end of the braid, the end of their hair, is like a little organic port, which they can plug into a similar port in plants and animals. They can kind of feel each other's energy and the connectedness. And all of the energy of the universe, all living things, sort of seen in a collective way, is this mother, this great spiritual mother. And at key points in the movie, they contact this great maternal, you know, principle. So there's the religion of the Na'vi, and it's on very clear display in the movie. Well, what do we make of it? All this James Cameron theologizing. Well, my first reaction is maybe we should applaud the fact that at least religion is featured in some way in the midst of this culture which has grown increasingly, you know, skeptical or agnostic, even atheist. At least religion is featured. Secondly, you know, for once, the good guys, the kind of victorious, noble race, are those who pray and are connected to a spiritual principle, and the bad guys are those who aren't religious at all. So I suppose that's all, you know, a good thing. But, you know, what struck me was you can really see in a movie like Avatar the kind of spirituality, the kind of religion that Hollywood finds acceptable. Notice, first of all, how similar it is to the Star Wars spirituality. Very similar idea, the Force, is that energy that runs through all living things, this kind of deep background power that unites all the things in the universe. That's very close to the spirituality of the Navi. And see, here's the thing. This is not a biblical spirituality. The Bible knows about God's presence in nature. It knows about that. But the biblical God is not just the deep background energy of things. Whatever that is, and maybe there is some life principle that unites all things, the Bible would call that a creature. It would call that an element of nature, an element of the world. God is a transcendent power who has created the whole universe and who personally speaks and acts. See, and that's all the difference, I think. The kind of religion that Hollywood finds acceptable is this sort of pantheist nature mysticism. God, in quotes, is not so much a person who addresses us, speaks to us, but a force that we can tap into when we want to. There's something that is accessible, but also non-threatening about such a view of God. The French philosopher of religion, Paul Ricoeur, made a distinction many years ago that I've always found helpful between what he called religions of manifestation and religions of proclamation. A religion of manifestation would be the Navi religion or the Star Wars religion. It means the sacred as it's made manifest in the rhythms and powers and energies of nature. Again, the Bible knows about this. The Bible says the heavens proclaim the glory of God. So God can be discerned in the rhythms and powers of nature. But a religion of proclamation is one that focuses upon the personal, intelligent God who speaks, who proclaims a word, who claims us. Think of God calling Isaiah, God calling Jeremiah. Think of Jesus summoning his disciples. That's not some vague backdrop to life. That's a person who addresses us intelligently and in a focused way. The biblical God is never reducible to the world that he's made from nothing. Precisely as a person, this biblical God is someone who speaks and acts and mourns and loves. The great appeal of the religions of manifestation is they present a sacred that's relatively easy to access and to control, but the drawback is that they compromise the mystery and majesty and the wonder of the personal God. I would say go see Avatar for its great visuals. Go see it for a thoroughly imagined world. It's beautiful. And do get the Buddy Holly glasses and watch it in 3D. But I'd be wary of the sort of Hollywood-approved spirituality that it presents.